We begin this week's hate crime report in Indianapolis, Indiana. The Speedway community gathered at the high school Friday night to remember 2003 graduate David Bauman. Bauman, a white man, was shot and killed at the Phillips 66 gas station. Cameron Tibbs, 17, a black man, turned himself into police this week for the shooting. Prosecutors are charging Tibbs as an adult for the murder. Bauman had a passion for soccer as well as a passion for people, having fun, and he was just a very fun-loving kid. Bauman's father, William Bauman, said about his son Saturday night. Bauman went to cash two winning tickets at the gas station, totaling $150. On his way out, he dropped the money, and someone else picked it up. When Bauman went back to get the money, he was shot. It just didn't make sense. You kill someone over $150. Of course, black crimes often didn't make any sense at all. Wignall, a black woman. When Rodriguez accused the victim of cutting in line, that's when police said Rodriguez punched the victim, knocking him to the ground. He then straddled the victim and continued to hit him in the head while Wignall kicked him. Police said Rodriguez then threw the Salvation Army kettle at the man, hitting him in the head, police said. Dallas. A Dallas woman is accused of threatening to kill one of the 12 jurors who found her son guilty of murder in 2014 in the killing of an insurance salesman in Oak Lawn. Felicia Washington, a black woman, 47, faces one count of obstruction, a degree felony punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Washington was booked into the Dallas County Jail Friday. Washington's son, Derek Madison, was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison in July in the death of Joshua Tumbleville, a white man, who was shot inside an Oak Lawn in 2014. Police linked Madison to the crime through DNA and fingerprints left in the victim's apartment and car. Irving, California. Police could upgrade charges for two Mexican brothers accused of beating an 83-year-old white woman after she was taken off life support over the weekend. Late Monday afternoon, investigators dropped charges against a third brother. Police continued their investigation Monday. They plan to interview each subject again before making a decision on whether to file new charges. On the Irving Street, where she lived for 47 years, Desi Hancock was known as everyone's grandma. She loved children, David Hancock said. Police said Jesse Perkins punched and kicked and stopped Desi Hancock, beating her unconscious before he left him and his brothers as they ran away. Warren, Ohio. More than 30 years after a 12-year-old white Boy Scout was tortured, raped, and murdered in Warren, the story continues making news headlines. The black man in Ohio's death row for the crime asked a judge for permission to file for another trial for the kidnapping, rape, and murder of Raymond Fife in 1985. The attorney for 48-year-old Danny Lee Hill claims that new evidence has been uncovered that would impact Hill's right for a fair trial. Background. Caution. Some readers may find some details in the following court record account disturbing. According to court records, on September 10th of 1985, at approximately 5:15 p.m., Raymond Fife left his home on his bicycle to visit a friend, Billy Simmons. After learning that the 12-year-old had not arrived at his friend's home at 5:50 p.m., Fife's family began searching for him. Raymond Fife's father found his son more than 4 hours later in a wooded field behind the Value King supermarket on Palmyra Road. The child was naked and appeared to have been severely beaten, and his face was burned. Raymond's underwear was found tied around his neck and appeared to have been lit on fire. Raymond died in the hospital 2 days later. The coroner, who ruled Raymond's death a homicide, testified during the trial that the victim had been choked and had a hemorrhage in his brain. The coroner also said that Fife had sustained several burns, damage to his rectal bladder area, and bite marks on his penis. A Houston in-home black caregiver has been charged with felony theft from the elderly. If the allegations are true, Letris Monique Johnson, a black woman, 44, may have targeted the wrong person. The victim in the case is a retired federal judge, Harold DeMoss Jr., 84, a white man who served on the U.S. Court of Appeals Fifth Circuit. He was appointed in 1991 by President George W.H. Bush and retired earlier this year. Johnson, who has had several series of aliases and accused of writing unauthorized checks for more than $25,000 in total out of DeMoss's account. A family member discovered the withdrawals during a routine review and notified authorities immediately. When my sister noticed his account was down, She searched it and found 8 or 9 different transactions. She called me and said she didn't know what to do. Chip DeMoss said, relatives of the victim discovered the theft after finding 8 checks had been cashed from his account. Investigators said Johnson had been cashing the checks from November 1st through December 18th when she was arrested. She was found with one of the checks in her possession, totaling more than $3,700, investigators said. The younger DeMoss contacted authorities and Johnson was arrested on Friday. 3 black women have been charged with the murder and the deadly beating of a white homeless man outside a Philadelphia gas station. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports Althea Gillard, Sharina Jochim, and Kashia Duncans are charged in the death of Robert Barnes. 51-year-old Barnes died November 25th at the hospital, 7 months after the assault left him in a coma. Brian Zarallo with the Philadelphia District Attorney's Homicide Unit says 3 juveniles who participated in the beating are expected to be charged with his murder. Police say Barnes and a teenager were at the station pumping gas for spare change April 7th. Little Rock, Arkansas. According to a Little Rock police report, a black man was arrested after allegedly sexually assaulting 2 children at a home daycare on Cherry Valley Drive. The report stated that Ronald Thauer, 44, Little Rock, allegedly forced a 4-year-old victim to perform sexual acts on him at the daycare. Police added in their report that upon further investigation, a second victim, 5, reported a similar encounter with Thauer. However, Thauer was booked on December 18th and is being held on a $150,000 bond. He faces 2 counts of rape. White Plains, New York. 2 non-whites have been arrested after police said they assaulted a Salvation Army bell ringer at a restaurant in White Plains. It happened at 3 p.m. Saturday at the Smash Burger on Tarrytown Road. Police said the 41-year-old bell ringer, who is legally blind, was on his break and standing in line with 30-year-old Juan Rodriguez, a Puerto Rican, and 21-year-old Audrina, a 67-year-old woman, who was arrested after showing a gun to a black male she believed intended to rob her. Reports say Sherry McLean was loading groceries in her car in a Walmart parking lot when she was approached by a black male demanding a light for a cigarette. When McLean showed the alleged would-be attacker her revolver, he fled. Police placed McLean in handcuffs and arrested her. The incident occurred in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and was reported November 9, 2015. Violent criminals often test potential victims by asking for a light or directions or to use a cell phone for the time, etc., before attacking them. Once criminologists compared the strategy to a shark bumping into its prey before attacking it to gauge its level of resistance. Was the use of a handgun or self-defense justified? Consider the following reports. Days later, an elderly woman was killed after a Hispanic male snatched her purse at a Walmart parking lot in Covington, Georgia. Earlier this month, a 61-year-old woman was dragged on the pavement about 20 feet with a gunman attempted to snatch the retired nurse's purse. The purse snagged, dislocating the victim's shoulder. The attackers were identified by gender but not by race. In October 2015, a female employee at a Walmart in Ohio was dragged by her hair by a gunman who was robbing the store. Reports say the victim was dragged after giving the attacker money from a cash drawer. In October 2015, a 73-year-old woman was handcuffed by police after she pulled a gun in an effort to stop a robbery at a Walmart in Chesterfield, Virginia. In October 2015, a woman was robbed at gunpoint after withdrawing funds from an ATM at a Walmart in Bryan, Arkansas. The 4 suspects were profiled by age and gender, 3 males and 1 is female. All 4 are black. In September of 2015, a woman was pulled to the pavement in an Oklahoma Walmart parking lot after a robber snatched her wallet. Police requested the public's assistance identifying the thief, but they offered no description other than noticing he was male. In September 2015, a 76-year-old woman was robbed in the parking lot of a Walmart in Toms River, New Jersey. Police identified 2 suspects as white. In August of 2015, a 29-year-old East Asian woman was robbed at a gunpoint by 2 males as she was getting into her vehicle at a Walmart in Dallas, Texas. The report provided a gender profile of the attackers, but not a racial profile. In August of 2015, a 90-year-old woman was robbed in the parking lot of a North Myers, Florida, Walmart. Reports profiled the subject by gender, male,
age about 40, clothing, a white t-shirt and plaid shorts, vehicle driven was a silver hatchback, and height about 6 feet tall, but not by race. Security camera images reveal the suspect is white. In July of 2015, a 61-year-old white woman was robbed at Walmart in Alabama. Suspects say the suspect pulled a gun on Shirley Dolman twice. The attacker was profiled by gender but not by race. In July of 2015, a woman was robbed at gunpoint as she sat in her car in Aiken, South Carolina, Walmart parking lot. The suspect was profiled by a photograph of a young black male. A cell phone and cash was stolen. In July of 2015, a woman was robbed in broad daylight in an Ohio Walmart parking lot. Police found the woman assaulted and robbed. They profiled the suspect by gender and color of his vehicle, but not by race. In July of 2015, a 51-year-old woman was kidnapped from a Tennessee parking lot and taken to an ATM where she was forced to withdraw cash. The attacker was profiled by gender, but not by race. In July of 2015, a woman was followed outside a San Diego, California Walmart into the parking lot by two loud, boisterous women who robbed her. The attackers were identified by gender but not by race. In May of 2015, a woman was robbed at gunpoint by a white male in a Walmart parking lot in Minnesota. In May of 2015, a woman in Orange County, Florida was robbed at knife point as she held her two-year-old outside of Walmart. In April of 2015, a woman was beaten by a mob of men and teens in a Walmart parking lot in Franklin, Wisconsin. The attack occurred as the 49-year-old victim was loading groceries into her vehicle. The suspect was profiled by age and gender, but not by race. In March of 2015, a 70-year-old black woman was robbed of $40,000 after cashing a tax refund check at a Walmart in Denver, Colorado. Reports say the woman was hit in the face. Two males was arrested. One appears to be Hispanic and the other appears to be white. In March of 2015, a woman was robbed in a Walmart parking lot in Republic, Missouri. Reports say the victim was dragged by a vehicle when her cell phone was stolen. The two attackers were not profiled by gender or by race. In March 2015, a 67-year-old woman was robbed while shopping at a Palmetto Beach, Florida Walmart. Reports say two males who appear to be black snatched the woman's car keys while she was shopping, then stole her vehicle. In July of 2015, a woman who was in Greensville, North Carolina Walmart parking lot by a man, profiled by gender and color, but not by skin or hair color. The suspect snatched the woman's purse before fleeing the scene. In July of 2015, an identified woman was robbed by two white males who approached her and her 11-year-old daughter as they were sitting in their car at a Florida Walmart. Reports say one of the men forced a knife through the car's open window. In January of 2015, a woman was robbed by a black male in Clarksville, Tennessee, in Walmart parking lot. Reports say the suspect entered the victim's car, grabbed her by the throat, and emptied her purse, and stole about $200 in a prescription drug. The woman was thrown to the pavement during the ordeal. That's the end of this week's Hate Crime Report. Remember that the best protection is to arm yourself, be aware of your surroundings at all times, and stay out of non-white areas. Be safe, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, this is Cora reporting for White Pride Radio, KKK Radio, and WhiteResistanceRadio.com.